Eating is an emotional experience, which is why managing your weight needs to be a psychological one. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits for Friday, August 24th edition. We have a 14-game slate on tap for you tonight, a lot to go over. But before we do so, let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com, draft in your app store. Use promo code SDSports when you make your first deposit. And heck, try it when you make any deposit. You never know, it might just get there. They've been running some amazing best ball drafts. And when you use that promo code SDSports, you'll get an entry into a free $3 tournament of your choice. It can be for NFL best ball. It can be for baseball. You can save it for basketball, hockey, NFL regular season, whatever you prefer. They even have golf. Tons and tons going over there at draft.com. One of the best new ways to play fantasy sports. It's becoming as popular as DraftKings, FanDuel, and one day will be as popular. So go check it out. Draft.com, draft in your app store. Use promo code SDSports. If you're into NFL DFS and even season long, it'll help you as well. The guys over at the Quant Edge have a great new product over there, an outstanding lineup optimizer up to 150 lineups with all kinds of different ways you can tweak it just the way you like it. They have an awesome tool that I really, really like. It'll let you know if a guy's injured or away from a team, how it'll affect the actual overall play of a team. Like if an offensive lineman is out for Aaron Rodgers, each one has a different value, and will tell you how it affects the Packers offense as a whole, how it affects Aaron Rodgers, so on and so forth. It is a great, great product they have over there. It's only $99 for the whole football season, which is cheaper than almost any of those other bogus tout sites. I won't name any names, but there are a bunch that I do not like at all. I think they're frauds, absolute frauds. But these guys are really, really good. They're good people, and pretty much all you're paying for is the information to keep it going and keeping it working. And if you use promo code BENCHED, B-E-N-C-H-E-D, by the end of Friday, you get 15% off a full year's package. I think it's a great, great product. I highly recommend it. So go check them over at thequantedge.com. The link will be in the podcast notes for you later if you need to go there. But thequantedge.com, promo code BENCHED, B-E-N-C-H-E-D. Last order of business, if you're looking to write for sports, for fantasy, gambling, whatever, come check us out at thesportsdegens.com. We have a link on the page that says write for SD. Go check that out or slide into the Sports Degens DMs on Twitter at thesportsdegens. And let us know. We got more and more great writers coming up. It's been an awesome growth to see in the last year where this little brainchild is starting to go of mine. It's been awesome to see. So keeping it going, keeping it strong, and it's all because of listeners like you guys, viewers like you guys, and keep spreading the word, and we'd appreciate it. And one great way to do that is by rating and reviewing the podcast, all the podcasts that you listen to, preferably five-star varieties, but whatever you have, go for it. We'd love feedback, and let us know. All right, with that all out of the way, let's get into this 14-game slate. We're kicking it off with your weather on the day. In Washington and the Mets blowing out the left field about 10 miles an hour. Oakland, Minnesota, some heavy rains early. Looks like maybe a late start, and then it dwindles off. And then Cleveland, Kansas City blowing out the left field about 12 miles an hour. So not too much to worry about tonight. Your totals, Yankees, Orioles, 8.5. Phillies, Blue Jays, 9. Braves, Marlins, 8. Red Sox, Rays, waiting on that one. White Sox, Tigers, 9. Nationals, Mets, 8.5. I'm surprised that total is that small, to tell you the truth, between Gio Gonzalez and Jason Vargas. A's, Twins, 9.5. Pirates, Brewers, 8.5. Indians, Royals, 8.5. Cardinals, Rockies, 10.5. Coors Field Special. Mariners, D-backs, 8.5. Astros, Angels, 8.5. Padres, Dodgers, 7.5. Rangers, Giants, 8. A lot of 8.5s and above tonight. So we will have some offense. A couple sets of pitchers to target. It's pretty crazy, though, on a 14-game slate. I thought I'd have better pitchers to talk about. Really? I don't. I really, really don't. It's kind of disgusting. But let's get at it. Your top price pitcher on this night. This is how this night's going to go. Mike Foltynewicz, $11,100 at the Miami Marlins. We know that Marlins offense is dreadful. Folty's faced him twice this year. 13 total innings, 1 earned run, 11 Ks, averaging 24.7 DraftKings points per start. If you listen to this show yesterday, I was talking about You want guys that are going to get you like the 20-plus points with upside because you're not shooting for the moon like we were earlier in the year with certain starters. It's just been such a sketchy run of pitching and some interesting offenses. Just give me the 20 points. And if it takes paying 11-1 for Fulte, it's a great spot. He's coming off a 31.4, 29.2 against those Marlins. 24, 19-9, a 13-9. He's been very, very good. So 20 or more in three straight starts. Again, a Miami team is not very good. Strikes out 22.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Fulte's got a 28% strikeout rate, which is outstanding. And the Marlins have a team total of 3.35, second lowest on the slate, with a 294 WOBA and a 123 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So it's steep to pay for Fulte. You're going to hear it all over the place that Fulte's too expensive. Well, heck, they said that about Clay Buchholz the last like three times he's pitched. If he gets beat up, he gets beat up. But in reality, all you can do at this time of the day is look at the matchup they're in, the way they're pitching, the situation, and go, Fulte's in a great spot. That's all there is to it. You can look at Mike Clevinger for $500 less at 10-6 at the Kansas City Royals. Clevinger's averaging 18.9 a game against the Royals, and he's better on the road than at home. He's got 20 or more DraftKings points in two of his last three. He's kind of a nice cash game play because he's going to get you around 15-plus points on almost every night out. So he's got that stability for you there, but still at 10-6. You hope for 20-plus. Kansas City doesn't strike out a ton, 20% K rate. Fulte's got a 24% strikeout rate of his own, not Fulte, Clevinger of his own. And the Royals have a 3.5 team total, third lowest on the slate, a 298 WOBA and a 148 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So pretty much as bad as the Marlins, except a little bit better ballpark to pitch in Miami than Kansas City. Not sure why Derek Rodriguez is 10,001 coming off the DL. I love the kid, but that's a pretty steep price bump. Your chalky pitcher of the night, and he is your best option of the night. There's no sugarcoat in this one at all. He's averaging 16.4 in his one start against San Diego, where he had 7 innings, 4 earned, 7 Ks. It is Rich Hill at $9,800. He's going to be the chalk. He is a cash game lock. Just put him in there. He's got 15 or more DraftKings points in 9 of his last 10 with a handful of 20-plus point performances. He's got that, yeah, I guess a great floor with tremendous upside against the San Diego team that strikes out 24% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Rich Hill's a minus 240 favorite, highest on the slate. He has a 25% K rate on the season. Only downside, he has a 45% hard contact rate. That's a little terrifying. So some of those Padres power bats could be sneaky today, but at the same time, a 2.6 team total for the Padres, lowest on the slate. Lefties do hit 367, righties 335, but 302 WOBA, 166 ISO. Rich Hill will be your popular play tonight at $9,800. If you want to go there, do it. Cash game, lock him in, and move on from there. Last game, the 9K and above, we'll talk about. Yes, D-Rod at 10-1 was weird. CC Sabathia is $9,000. Bit odd as well. Bit odd, I'll be honest. Facing the Baltimore Orioles, he struggled against this year. But he's coming off of 29.1 points against Texas, 30.6 at Chicago, a hiccup at Boston, and 17-1 against Kansas City. So the upsides there are CC. Not sure you want to go there at 9K, but it'll be uber contrarian with a Baltimore team that strikes out 22% of the time. CC's got a 45% ground ball rate, very low hard contact rate at 28%. Lots to like there. And we look at the Orioles, a 3.18 total, lefties 280, righties 311. And the Orioles have a 287 WOBA and a 137 ISO, both very, very bad versus left-handed pitching. So it makes for an interesting play there with CC Sabathia. That price point, no one is going to play him at $9,000. And he's got to pitch well, but if you want to go cash with CC and not play Rich, I could go that way. I could totally understand that there. And he makes for a very intriguing GPP play. So if you want to do the top 9K and above, Rich Hill's number one. I got Fulte 2, Clevinger 3, CC 4. But CC, don't just sleep on him. He could be very, very sneaky. Now when we go $6,900 and above, we kick it off with the $8,500 Zach Godley. Zach Godley at home against the Seattle Mariners. Godley's been a very up and down case. But at home this year, averaging 18.4 points, 3.33 ERA, 2 ERA points, runs better than on the road. He has not faced Seattle this season. It's coming off a hiccup at San Diego, but prior to that, 24.8, 21.7, 37.4, 12, 12, 26. A hiccup at San Diego. Again, they have his number, and then 26.5. So take out the San Diego starts. He's been really impressive this year, facing a Seattle team that we know doesn't strike out a ton, but they do strike out a little over 20% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Godley's 24% K rate, 51% ground ball rate. Got to get the walks down. That's a big problem with Zach. But Seattle's got the fifth lowest total on the slate of 376 total. WOBA 314, ISO 162. interesting spot there for Zach Godley at $8,500, kind of middle of the pack pricing, good GPP type play, maybe with a little cash game upside. An interesting play here, depending on how long he's going to go. I'm still waiting for that, but there it is. He's going to be limited to around 70 pitches, so keep an eye on that. That might not be enough, but Michael Fulmer, $7,700 at home against the Chicago White Sox, a White Sox team he faced earlier this year. 5 1/3, 6 hits, no earned, 4 Ks for 18.6 DraftKings points. He's coming off the deal with an oblique injury, I believe it was. Yeah, oblique injury. Prior to that hiccup when he had his injury, 19, 11.5, 14, 6, 20, 22, 2, 24, 8. He was very, very good, but he's going 90-plus pitches in all those starts. So only 70 pitches at $7,700. Still has some upside with Fulmer. Just be careful because the White Sox do strike out 26% of the time. So it's a tremendous opportunity there in that matchup. Lefty's 346, righty's 335 against Fulmer. But a very big strikeout upside game. Just watch the pitch count and be careful. The last guy I'll mention here at $6,900 is Wade Miley at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Yes, this is the kind of slate we're on. It's not a pretty pitching slate at all. Miley faced Pittsburgh once this year, 5 innings, 2 earned, 5 Ks for 12 DraftKings points. He's got a 2-3 ERA at home this season, coming off 20.3 points at Seattle, then only had a mess at Atlanta, 10-5 against Colorado, 27-4 against the Dodgers. It's hit and miss with Miley, and that's the GPP angle to him, but there's not a lot of cheap options on this slate. When you look at Pittsburgh, a strikeout 22% of the time versus lefties. Miley does have a walking problem, we know that. And when you look at Pittsburgh, team total of 4, lefties 422, but righties 310, so reverse splits with Miley. And they have a 314 WOBA, 160 ISO average at best for his left-handed pitching. So Miley at $6,900 could be in play for you tonight. So in that $6,900 and above range, you got Godley 1, I'd say Fulmer 2, but watch the pitch count, Miley 3. Now when you go below 6K, it gets very, very nasty. But we'll talk a couple guys. Ronaldo Lopez, $5,800, coming off a horrific start. Minus 1.7 points his last time out, but he's facing their Detroit team for the fifth time this year. In his previous 4, 25 innings pitched, 9 earned, 13 Ks, averaging 11 points per outing against Detroit. 2 starts to go at Detroit, 5 innings, 7 hits, 4 earned, 2 Ks for 1.9. But then prior to that, 21-6 against the Yankees, 15-6 Kansas City, mess at Toronto, mess at Seattle, 15-9 at Kansas City. Ronaldo Lopez is all or nothing. We've established that a long time ago. All or nothing with Ronaldo Lopez. $5,800 against the Detroit team that strikes out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. It's just an extreme fly ball guy with a lot of hard contact. So he's either going to be on if he's missing bats or he's not. You got a Detroit team with a 4.85 team total, 362 lefties, 381 righties, but Detroit, a 289 WOBA and a 134 ISO are dreadful versus right-handed pitching. So in a GPP, Ronaldo could be a punt. Not pretty at all, but could be a punt. The only other guy I like here, and people are not going to play him at all, he's $5,200. He's pitching in a bandbox in Baltimore, and he's facing the New York Yankees. Alex Cobb has been very, very good. In his last 10 games, he's averaging 14 points a start. He faced the Yankees 6 innings, 7 hits, 1 earned, 6 Ks for 23.3. He's coming off 25.2 at Cleveland, 23 at home against Boston, 15-6 at Tampa, 23-3 against the Yankees. He had a 6.1 against Tampa, but a 13-1, a 12.1, a 6-5, a 14-2. So 12 or more points in like 7 of his last 9. And his last 4, he has 23 or more in 3 of those 4, 16 or more in 4 straight. He's $5,200. Yes, it's the New York Yankees. I completely understand it. But as we've gone through pitching tonight, how nice is it? Didi's out of the lineup. Judge is gone. Sanchez is gone. He strikes out. The Yankees strike out 22.4% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Cobb has a walking problem. Other than that, a 50% ground ball rate limits the hard contact. It's very risky. He's going to give up some runs most likely. You're praying for strikeouts and like a quality start here. The Yankees have a 4.17 total. Lefty's 331. Righty's 355. It's risky as hell, but at $5,200, he gives you salary relief you're looking for. So pick your poison. It's an ugly night for pitching. You might have to pay up for two guys and save on bats, which we will be able to do as we break them down here in just a second. But recapping your pitching, you have up top, Rich Hill, Fulte, Clevinger, CeCe. In the middle, Godley, Fulmer, Miley. Down below, Cobb and Lopez. I'd be really looking at like Rich Hill, Fulte, Godley, and Cobb would be kind of the main four I'd be building around. Mix and match as you please. Now let's get to the bats on this 14-game slate. We'll kick it off with like the likes of Francisco Cervelli versus Wade Miley at 43. Could be a, him or Elias Diaz at 42. Both interesting plays there versus Miley. We did mention reverse splits with Miley, but those two can hit their lefties just fine. Yasmani Grandal, contrarian at $4,100, because does hit lefties just fine in this matchup versus Clayton Richards. Evan Gattis against Andrew Heaney at 38 is another interesting one there, as we know he likes to hit lefties just fine. Same with Martin Maldonado at 37. So a lot of lefties on the mound you can target tonight. Like a Mitch Garver, I believe he... No, that was Brian Wilson that left. Garver hitting right-handed against Sean Manaea is a very intriguing play there at 3,600. A little mid-price action for you there. If Yan Gomes is in the lineup, 3,500 versus Mitch Keller. Mitch Keller is not good at all. So go look that direction there. Alex Avila versus Erasmo Ramirez at 34 is another nice play in that price range. Danny Jansen at 34 versus Jake Arrieta. Very intriguing as well at 3,400. Let's try to find you a few cheapies if we can, because there's a lot of guys in that mid-3K range. Austin Hedges, if you're fading Rich Hill, we mentioned the hard contact rate and all that good stuff. Austin Hedges does hit lefties really, really well. He's 3,200 versus Rich Hill, someone you could target there. If Jorge Alfaro's in the lineup against Baruki at 3K, that's a great spot. If not, I believe I passed him up here. Wilson Ramos is day-to-day, so he might be out of the lineup tonight. So you might be able to get a Mr. Alfaro at a very, very nice price tag of... Where did you go? Where the heck did Alfaro go? I was just looking at him. Oh, there he is. $3,000 could be a nice price tag there. Michael Perez of Tampa Bay, only 3K versus Velasquez is another nice one. You can pick your poison on there. So some low 3K guys definitely in play for you. And below 3, it's going to be tough because most of them are up top. Like a Jonathan Lucroy at 28 versus Owen Rizzi. I've been using a lot of Lucroy cheap. No problem with that. A Sandy Leone at 2,700 versus Tampa Bay. Don't hate that either. There's a couple cheapy options for you there. If Jeff Mathis gets the start at 26, you can go that direction as well. So there's a couple cheapies, Lucroy and Leone. But most of them are above 3K, and you go from there. Catcher position sucks, and it's been pricey of late. Moving over to first base, you got the likes of Matty Carpenter against Sensatella and Coors at 58. That is outstanding. St. Louis is obviously going to be a great play tonight. They have a team total of 5.25, almost the same as the Rockies. Lefties 326, righties 351 on Sensatella. Carp is obviously a great play in that matchup. Goldie in a really good spot versus Erasmo Ramirez. Arizona's got a 4.75 total. Lefties 5.25. Righties 4.01 versus Erasmo. People might overlook Arizona tonight. They've been very hit and miss, but Goldie's coming off 28 points his last time out. He's averaging 12 in his last 10. It's a really good spot there for Goldie. Freeman versus Straley is interesting as well, but Ryan Zimmerman crushing baseballs. Jason Vargas, $5,100. Zimmerman, 19 points his last time out, averaging 12.2 his last 10. 19, 23, 2, 14 in his last 4. Swinging a very, very hot stick. When you look at Washington, a team total of 4.55, lefties 386, righties 348 versus Jason Vargas. Washington, very, very live tonight. And Zimmerman at 51 is one of those bats. Ian Desmond has been crushing baseballs. He's $4,600 at home against Miles Mikolas. He's averaging 10 in his last 10, 16 and 26 in his last 2. Mikolas is a very good pitcher. I think it's his first time in Coors. Lefties 328, righties 274. So he's done a great job versus righties. But Desmond at $4,600, piece of Coors action, not bad at all. Jose Martinez, we mentioned the reverse splits with Sensatella, is only $4,600. So if you want to stack the cards, you put Jose at first, you put Carpenter at third, and you rock and roll. The red-hot Kendrys Morales, we were playing the crap out of him for value. Well, now he's unfortunately $4,500. He's averaging 12 points in his last 10. 17, 24, 32, 17, as he's got 5 homers in his last 4 games, crushing baseballs. But a tough spot there at $4,500 to play for Morales. It's good versus Arrieta, I get it. Big pitch-to-contact guy this year. Toronto has a 4.33 team total. Lefties do it 341. Righty's 292 off Arrieta, so if you want to go Morales, you can, but that's a steep price tag in that matchup. Encarnacion, 4,500, double-donged a couple days ago versus Mitch Keller. Cleveland has a 5-team total. It's the highest one outside of Coors. Lefty's 351, righty's 303 versus Brad Keller. Keep going, Mitch Brad Keller. So go check that out. The farther down you go, though, you got Matt Adams could be playing in Coors. First base outfield at 43. It's a little cheaper piece of Coors. Joey Gallo versus Rodriguez at 43 is interesting. I'm probably not running to play Texas too much tonight. It is Rodriguez's return from the DL, so I have to see how more of that info comes out later today. Tyler White, if he gets a spot in the lineup, he's 4,200 for Houston, coming off a big 29-point game against Seattle, 29-8 in his last two. Interesting play there at 42. If he's in a good spot in the order, I like it. If not, not so much. Miguel Sano is 4,200 bucks for Sean Manaea. I do like that quite a bit. He's averaging 7.1 in his last 10. His last couple, he struggled too. 0-0-2, but then before that, we were all over him. 19-0, 25-7, 16. So he's in about a four-game little rut here, but Sean Manaea, big pitch-to-contact guy. The Twins team total is 4.55. Lefty's 291, but righty's 355 on Sean Manaea. Sano will go super under-owned, so you can look there. Or you look at Wilmer Flores at 4,200 versus Gio Gonzalez, who's been an absolute mess. So there's some really nice options here at 4,500 and below if you don't want to go all the way to the top at first base. Some really, really good plays here at the position. CJ Cron's interesting at 4,100 versus Velasquez. Matt Olson versus Odorizzi's outstanding at 41. Olson let a lot of people down recently, but a big 14-point game last night, 2-for-3, two doubles, a walk, and a run scored. Another good spot here versus Odorizzi. Odorizzi's usually a reverse splits type guy. The A's have a 4-point, basically a 5-run total just behind the Indians. Lefty's 354, righty's 337, so lefties are finally getting to him in his career. He's kind of a reverse splits guy, but Olson at that price point of 4,100, very, very good play. The A's, again, I've been playing the A's pretty much every day. If you listen to the podcast, if you make more than one lineup, you better have at least a lot of A's in one or spread them out through most of them because they're just hitting baseballs like crazy. So Olson at 41, much, much in play. Get to 4K and below now. You got like Justin Smoke at 39 if you want a different piece of the Toronto offense. Yonder Alonso at 39. I love that. We used to play him in this price range, and his price went up. Now he's back down because he's only averaging 5 in his last 10. So he's scuffling a little bit. But 3,900 bucks, really good spot there, especially in a stack. But even a one-off, I can dig that quite a bit. David Freese, first base, third base eligible at 3,800 bucks. He's been slumping a bit too, but does hit lefties really, really well. So keep an eye on that as a value for, against Miley. Pujols versus Keuchel at 37 can be a nice value play for you there. Other than that, like Mark Reynolds, if he's in the lineup, he's 3,600 versus Vargas, first base, third base. We know how he can crush left-handed pitching. Washington's in a great spot tonight. We already talked about it. Lefty's 386, righty's 348. So Mark Reynolds could be a nice value at 3,600 first base or third base against Vargas. A lot of power there. So keep an eye on that one. Then other than that, check your lineups to see what pops out. But some definite value, 4,500 and below. You can get some good bats, especially around like 42 and below, and still make it work. Second base, you got Del Scalzo against Erasmo Ramirez at 4,800 bucks. I never thought I'd see the day where Daniel Descalso is the highest second baseman on the board. That's crazy. But he's earning. He's playing really well. It's UC Davis Aggie Pride right there. Alumni baby. But 4,800 bucks for Descalso. Very interesting. But Jed Jericho and Coors at 47. Fits those reverse splits against Sensatella very, very well. Sliding on down like a Jed Lowry. He went deep yesterday at 4,600. He's averaging 10 in his last 10. 14, 7, and 14 in his last 3. Another good piece of that A's offense there at 46. Colton Wong and Coors at 45 is okay. Altuve's back at 45. But you go to like Travis Shaw at 43 versus Musgrove. Shaw, second base, third base eligible at 4,300. When you look at the Milwaukee Brewers, total of 4.5. Lefty's 305, righty's 280. Musgrove's been very hit and miss. When he's off, he gets hit a lot. So Milwaukee's kind of one of those under-the-radar GPP-type plays, and Travis Shaw could definitely be one of them. Brian Dozier, we know how in his career he hits lefties very, very well. He's 4,300 bucks versus Clayton Richards. That's kind of a value in that matchup. You go down a little farther. You got like Whit Merrifield at 41, D. Gordon at 4K, not running to play that. Switch hitting is Drubal Cabrera at 4K versus Baruki, second base shortstop. I do like that a little bit. Philadelphia 4.7 team total. Lefties 308, righties 350. Some nice plays here in Philadelphia. And Drubal Cabrera at 4K is definitely one of them. Hitting usually like second or third in that lineup, so keep an eye on that. Rui Odor at 4K is interesting. Joey Wendell at 3,900 bucks versus Velasquez. We do like that quite a bit. Sliding down a little farther. Look like a Ketel Marte at 38 can be in play. Brock Holt, if he's in the lineup at 3,800 bucks. Second base shortstop versus Castillo is an option for you. Farther down you go, continue to go. It gets pretty bleak. Like David Fletcher's day-to-day, but if he's in the lineup, he's 3,500 versus Keuchel. Jose Perella is 3,400 versus Rich Hill. Not a lot there. But Logan Forsythe at 34, I love against Manaea. Forsythe in his career does hit righties or lefties really, really well. 3,400 bucks. It's a good play for Logan Forsythe in that matchup. Let's go to the third base position. where we are led off by Matty Carpenter at 58. We love that. Jose Ramirez at 57 is also a great play. You got Arenado, Bregman at 5K is outstanding versus Heaney. I do like Carpenter and Ramirez. I know they're the high-priced guys, but you can't ignore those matchups there. If you go down farther, like a Red Hot, Miguel Andujar gets Cobb at 48 if you aren't using Cobb. Jed Jericho at 47. What my play would be, if you don't use one of the top two guys between Ramirez and Carpenter, you go to Anthony Rendon at 46 versus Vargas. Rendon's been just hitting the baseball well. We know he hits lefties really, really well. Vargas is bad. Rendon at 46 is a really, really good play. Same with Todd Frazier at 45. We've been talking about him. I told you to use him versus Bumgarner. He went to Ding Dong City. He's averaging 11 points in his last 10, 14 and 21 in his last two. Really swinging a hot stick. And Gio Gonzalez is an absolute dumpster fire. So Frazier at 45 could be very nice. Chapman at 44 for the A's. Another good spot there. So, again, another position on a 14-game slate. Tons to go around. You got Travis Shaw at 43. We like Miguel Sano. We like a lot at 4,200. So, yeah, you can start at Rendon and work your way down. Some really solid looks for you in this matchup. Even farther down, like maybe a Joey Bats, third base outfield at 4K versus Gio. If you want to be real GPP weird. Renato Lopez, I believe is his name. It's a weird one. Yeah, Renato Nunez. Renato Nunez, $3,800 for the Orioles. Right-handed bat versus CeCe. If he's in the lineup, could be an interesting GPP play at $3,800 in that matchup. Not running to play it, but interesting. Yeah, David Freese at 38. Moustakas at 38 is way too cheap for Joe Musgrove. Like I said, I know Musgrove's been better, but that's really cheap for Moustakas. I like that a lot if you want to kind of get weird in a GPP. Matt Duffy at 36 isn't bad at all. Again, Mark Reynolds, $3,600, first base, third base for the Nationals. We do like that quite a bit. Other than that, like a Tim Beckham, third base shortstop for CeCe towards the top of the order against a lefty at 34. Beckham loves him some lefties. So CeCe's limiting the hard contact. I totally get that. But Tim Beckham at 34 is a definite value at third base or shortstop. Other than that, you kind of have to check your lineups and see where it all pans out. But that's the gist of it there at third base. Let's go over to the shortstop position where you'll have your usuals. Trevor Story at 52 and Coors is great. Bogarts is on fire. He's your play at 51 versus Castillo and the Tampa Bay bullpen. But Story and Coors, Bogarts, Lindor versus Keller is outstanding at 5K. We've already mentioned Bregman at 5K, Escobar at 49. It's a loaded top of the list, DeJong and Coors. But if you want to ignore all that, you got Manny Machado versus Clayton Richards at $4,800, which is just beautiful. That's beautiful. So shortstop, very, very top heavy. All those are great plays. But I like to kind of, one thing I like to do is not go all the way to the top if you don't have to. Kind of sneak your way down. Unless his name's Javi Baez and you probably play him every day. Because, again, even yesterday, he just destroys things. He's amazing. Amazing. Go to the Around the Bases pod handle. Look at that 481-foot bomb. When you slide down past Machado, though, you got Trey Turner at 45 in a stack. The birthday boy. And he gets to face a lefty on his birthday. He's outfield shortstop eligible. He's $4,300. His name is one Enrique Kike Hernandez. $4,300, birthday boy special versus Clayton Richards. Gotta love that. Then Carlos Correa, who's just looking to get off that schneid. He is kind of up and down most of the season. Comes off the DL. Still only averaging about 4.5 points his last 10. In a nice spot at 42 versus Heaney. But, you know, with all these other options, I'm not sure I'm going to run to go that direction. Like Marcus Semien at 41 versus Odorizzi is very, very nice. Jorge Polanco switch hitting versus Manaea at 41. I like that quite a bit. Mentioned as Drubal Cabrera at 4K. Again, another position. Start like that 4,200 and slide down. You can pay up for pitching and still get some very quality lineups. That just not the flashy names, but some really good players. Like Ahmed Rosario leading off for Gio Gonzalez at 4K. I can dig that a lot. I like that quite a bit. Below 4K, it does get a little murky. Andrelton Simmons at 36 could be in play. Switch hitting Freddie Galvis at 36 could be in play. But if you want to go cheap, Tim Beckham, third base shortstop versus CeCe at 34. Love it. Marwin Gonzalez, switch hit, outfield shortstop, 3,400 versus Andrew Heaney. Love it. I go Beckham, then Marwin if you need to go cheap. Elvis Andrus is only $3,200 versus Derek Rodriguez. That's extreme value. I know Derek's been good. He limits the hard contact. But $3,200 for a guy of Elvis Andrus' caliber, even if he's slumping, that's cheap. That's real cheap. But Beckham at 34, Marwin at 34, Andrus at 32 are three nice cheap shortstops if you don't pay up at the position. And then outfield, you got David Peralta is just crushing baseballs at $5,800 versus Rossman Ramirez. That is an amazing, amazing spot. You have Coors field in play, and Peralta's the highest, and I absolutely can't argue with it at all. I think it's a great play. Ronald Acuna keeps crushing baseballs at 55. He is outstanding as well. Peralta, then Acuna, you should try to get at least one of them in if you can. It's tough, though, because you got Blackman and Coors, and then Chris Davis crushes as well. So between Peralta, Acuna, and Davis, I'd try to get at least one of those in there. Maybe whatever you're stacking or whatever you prefer, but I love all of those plays. David Dahl at 51 in his backyard. You got Harper against Vargas at 52 is very interesting as well. Pollock at 49, Aaron Hicks at 49 are both good. But Christian Yelich, if you're looking at the Moustakas and the Shaws and all those guys, Yelich at 49 is a nice piece of that puzzle as well. A play I really, really like outside of kind of the captain obvious is Rhys Hoskins at 4,800 bucks versus Berukki. We talked about how righties are crushing Mr. Berukki. Hoskins at 4,800 bucks is a nice discount in a very, very good matchup. Michael Brantley at 48 versus Keller in a great spot for you there, so go check that out. Tyler O'Neill and Coors at 47 might hit one out of the stadium. Juan Soto crushes lefties. He's 4,700 versus Vargas. Really nice look for you there. Another birthday boy, Brett Gardner's 46 versus Alex Cobb. Keep an eye on that. But another one I like, he went to Ding Dong City yesterday. We talked about it on the show. He had 17 points. He's averaging 13.1 his last 10. His name is Nicholas Castellanos at 4,600 bucks versus Ronaldo Lopez. So go get that guy in your lineup as best you can. You go down farther, maybe Denard Span versus Godley at 44 if you want to go that way. But Malik Smith, 4,400 bucks versus Velasquez. I love it. Get on, steal some bags. He had another big night last night. 18 more DraftKings points. He's averaging 10 in his last 10. He's just so damn productive once he gets on base. He's been doing that pretty darn regularly lately. So a good play for you there. Matt Adams, if he's in play, and Coors at 43 is a nice value. You got Chu and Gallo at 33. Interesting plays for you there. Again, birthday boy, Kiki Hernandez at 43 against Richards. So you go down farther, maybe a Nelly Cruz, but with no DH, he might not even be in the lineup, so keep an eye on that. The Grandy man versus Arrieta at 42, only in your GPPs. Another Baltimore Oriole against Sabathia at 42 is Cedric Mullins, one of their top guys, gets on base, steals a bit. He's got two homers in his last 10. He's 4,200 bucks. Someone to keep an eye on there. I do like me some Lorenzo Cain at only 4,200 bucks. That's a nice value. We usually look at Cain more towards lefties than righties, but Cain's just a good pure hitter. He's averaging 11.2 in his last 10. 11, 7, 13, 12, 7, 12, 4, 17, 14, 15. If that doesn't spell cash game, I don't know what else does. And it especially says GPP upside. So Cain at 4,200 bucks is a very, very solid play. If you aren't using Rich Hill, Hunter Renfro at 4,200 bucks should not be ignored. He mashes right-handed pitching. He's averaging 7.5 in his last 10. He has three homers in his last 10. When he goes off, he goes off in a really good spot against Rich Hill, who we already mentioned, gives up like 45% hard contact. So a guy like Hunter Renfro at 42, very, very interesting on a GPP. As you go down to the 4K and below, you got like Matt Kemp versus Richards at 4,100. Nick Markakis is only 41 versus Straley. That's interesting. Nick Williams versus Berukki at 4K, probably not playing that. But Adam Jones versus Sabathia at 4K could be a cheaper one you're looking at. Inciarte at 4K versus against Straley could be interesting. Nico Goodrum, second base outfield at 3,900 versus Ronaldo Lopez. Very interesting as well. As you keep going down, like a Max Kepler does hit lefties well. He went deep yesterday. He's 3,900 versus Manaea. I can get behind that one. Greg Allen, especially if he's leading off for Cleveland, only 3,800 bucks versus Brad Keller. That's a really good value there for Greg Allen. I like that quite a bit at 3,800. Daniel Palco versus Fulmer at 38 could be a nice value in that matchup. Stephen Piscotty's only 38 versus Odorizzi. Nick Martini leading off at 38. Both cheaper pieces of Oakland. You can look to attack. As we get to the mid-threes, you got Ortega of Miami leading off at 3,700 versus Fulte. Talked about him a few times now. Good leadoff kind of cash game play for you there. As you go down a little farther, Loreño of Oakland. He's 3,600 versus Odorizzi. Preferably in a better spot in the order. He's been batting down lately, but could be a good spot. Austin Dean at 3,600. I mentioned him yesterday. Seven more points. He's averaging 9.7 on the season because the season's been less than a week. Good prospect. 3,600 bucks versus Fulte for a value outfielder. Farther down you look, below 35 now, it'll get really, really bleak. You'll see a few here. They're like Marwin Gonzalez at 34. Jose Perel at 34 versus Hill. Our boy Jake Cave at 34 versus Manaea. Other than that, you know, Josh Reddick's 3,300 and a switch hitter. Robbie Grossman's 33. Manny Margot's 33. Franmil Reyes will be down here stupid cheap that you can pick on Rich Hillwith for a GPP if you want to. Tons and tons of options down here, so go check them all out and see what lineups pop out for you. Let's recap the pitching on this 14-game slate. Up top, you got Rich Hill, then Folty, Clevinger, and CeCe. In the middle, you got Godley, Fulmer, and Miley. And down below, Cobb and Lopez. I'm kind of sticking with, you know, Hill and Folty for the most part. Godley and Cobb trying to build around that on tonight's slate. When you're looking at team stacks, obviously Coors is in play. But the Cleveland Indians versus Keller, there's some nice sneaky ones we talked about. Oakland versus Odorizzi, absolutely love it. The righties in L.A. against Richards. The D-backs are very, very nice for Zerosmo. The right-handed Philly bats I like a lot. There's so many more. The righty Twins, the Nationals, I love the Nats. The Brewers are sneaky. So many things you can look at on a big 14-game slate, especially with all those high totals. There's going to be a lot of options. Let's look into your BVP on this slate. Adam Jones, 24 for 84 with four doubles, a triple, and five homers off of CeCe, hit 286. Brett Gardner, the birthday boy, is 8 for 29 with a homer off of Alex Cobb. Randall Grichuk, 8 for 22, three doubles, two triples, two homers off Arrieta. That's pretty damn good. The Grandy Man, 10 for 32 with a double, triple, and three homers off Arrieta. Very nice as well. James McCann, 7 for 11, the double and a triple off of Lopez. Castellanos, 7 for 15, four doubles off of Ronaldo Lopez. JT Realmuto, 6 for 20, two doubles off Folty. Markakis, 9 for 22, four doubles, two homers off Straley. Albies, 5 for 13, two homers. Suzuki, 5 for 13, three doubles. Freeman's taken him deep, and so has Ronald Acuna Jr. Joey Wendell's taken Hector Velasquez deep. That's good to see. Travis Shaw's taken Musgrove deep. David Free, 6 for 15 with a homer off of Wade Miley. Starling Marte, 8 for 18 with a double. Marcus Semien, 3 for 7 with a double and a homer off Odorizzi. Chris Davis, 3 for 11 with two homers off of Odorizzi. Whit Merrifield, 5 for 18 off Clevinger. Not too much there or there or there. Nelly Cruz and Zanino have both taken Godley deep, but nothing crazy. Albert Pujols only hitting 216 off Keiko, but it's 8 for 37 with two doubles and three homers. Austin Barnes, 9 for 17 with four doubles and a homer off Clayton Richards. Matt Kemp, 15 for 38, five doubles, three homers. Justin Turner, 9 for 21 with a double and a homer. Yasiel Puig, 7 for 22, two doubles, two homers. Cody Bellinger, 5 for 14 with a homer. Kiki Hernandez, 6 for 20, two doubles and a homer. As a team, the Dodgers are hitting 375 off Clayton Richards with a 469 WOBA, a 283 ISO, 9 home runs, 16 doubles, 25 extra base hits out of their 57 total hits off of Clayton Richards. They might be in play tonight, folks. The Dodgers might be in play for you. Manny Margot, 4 for 13 with a double and a homer off of Rich Hill. Austin Hedges, Hunter Renfroe, and Will Myers have all taken Rich Hill deep. And that will do it for your BVP. And that'll do it for Quick Hits. Hope everybody has a great Friday and a wonderful weekend. I will be back with you Monday. Go check us out online again at thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Ton of fantasy football stuff out there for you. Jay Coop's got some stuff coming up. We got Coop Fiasco with his first, second, and third round information for you. We got Ben with his wide receiver tiers. Our newest member, BFAT, with 10 things you should know, 10 metrics on draft day. It's a big draft week. Come out, so go check that out. I got another piece coming out from BFAT later today. So go check all that out. We'll have baseball stuff over the weekend. Golf's kicking off, is in round two as we speak. So tons going on. We'll have a new NASCAR rider most likely coming up. NFL DFS is around the corner. We got Bench with Bubba's that'll help you with quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers. We got all kinds of episodes for your drafts there. So go back and check those out. Tons going on. Go give us a rating and review, please. Go check out draft.com, promo code SDSports. Go check out the Quant Edge, promo code Benched, B-E-N-C-H-E-D. But everybody, have a great weekend. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, August 24th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.